All right, guys, welcome back. I am sitting across right now from Jermichael Stillwell. Did I say that
Yes,
right?
sir.
All right. You're still playing right now at Miami-Dade, or have you transferred
No,
from Miami?
I'm still at Miami-Dade.
All right. Jermichael's a guard at Miami-Dade right now. Really dynamic guard I've watched for a while. So I really want to get into the conversation with you, Jermichael, about just how you got your start in basketball. You know, kind of how your recruitment process went, where you're at now, and then where you look at going in the future.
Basically, I started playing basketball in my ninth grade year. I wasn't really a skilled player at first. I was more of a defensive rebounding player and just the dirty work type player for real. But I went to prep, and I kind of like got a skill set. So I just been. My game just been going up from there.
And you were at Elevation Prep.
Yes, sir.
How did you get into that prep school? Like, what made you go there?
My AAU coach, he was tight with my head coach at Elevation, so they just got me up there.
Okay. And what skills do you think that you got once you got there that you didn't already?
I was able to create a jump shot. Like, I got a jumper because at first I wasn't really a shooting person. I was more of a just put my head down, go to the rack, throw some up. But I learned the game of basketball too, though. Like, learned how to really play.
And at Elevation, is that when you started receiving, you know, attention from colleges?
It was kind of like my second year there, cause like my first year I was more of like just a dog. Well, college they was contacting me, but they weren't really like pulling the screen for. But like my second year there, my skill set was I was able to dribble, shoot, defend, 1 through 5. So like eyes was just looking at me.
And what circuit team did you play?
Game Elite.
Game Elite. How'd you get in with him?
It started with Coach P. I was playing with Coach P at first, and then you know he coached Big Five with Scoot Henderson, and then I had ended up playing a senior year with Coach Matt. Our guard was London Johnson, and I've been locked in with them ever since. They've been helping me though.
Gotcha. So when did you know that you really loved the game enough to, you know, try to pursue it as, you know, at a higher level?
Really the game came to me late. Like, it came real late. Like, I really knew I could be good at this sport around my 12th grade year. Like, when I really, like, I just thought about it. Like, it was a lot of stuff happening at the time at home. So like, I mean, just the way. Like, everybody was telling me I can go far. So I just been working ever since.
What made Miami-Dade feel like home?
Like, they accepted me, like, for who I am. Like, I didn't have to, like, you know, put on the fake me, like, the real me, like, on and off the court, for real. So it was like, and they helped me on and off the court, too, though, like. It was just like family for her.
So your little girl, how does that play a role in kind of how you go about playing basketball now that you're a father and you're playing for a lot more than just yourself?
Really, my little girl, she pushed me a lot though. So like, it take me to like a whole nother level for her, for her.
Yeah, I could tell how you're reacting right now just talking about it. I know that's a big inspiration. So with playing basketball, like, now that you have her that's looking up to you and watching what you're doing, are you looking at taking basketball even further now than what you were thinking about taking it before?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
So this is going into your last year at Miami-Dade right now, or you have one more year?
I got one more.
One more? Do you know kind of where you're looking at going after that?
As of right now, not really.
Not really. What about professional ball? Is that an option for you?
For sure, for sure. Definitely overseas.
Yeah.
Definitely overseas, for sure.
So, with your recruitment, you know, you got into the game kind of late. So, did you really go through a drought in recruitment, or was it really once you started really loving the game, the recruitment was already starting to come for you?
Type, it was like I haven't went through a drought yet for once I just start like skill set came. You can hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you.
Once I like the skill set came, defense, it was just like they just started picking up from there. Like they started locking in from there. So I just kept going. Like to this day they still locking in. I don't think they woke all the way yet though.
Yeah. It's gonna happen. So when you went to the prep, walk us through like what a day to day was for you when you went to the prep. I know a lot of kids, they see the prep, you know, lifestyle on social media and they see the outcome of, you know, the recruitment and all that kind of stuff. But I don't think a lot of kids really know how much work it is once you get to these prep schools to get that outcome. Like, can you walk us through like what your day to day was?
See, I played for Coach Cody Henson. He taught me a lot though. Playing for Coach Cody, he taught me a lot. Like he taught me, like he really slowed down the game for me. Like I was more of a street ball player at first. Like I can just feel me street ball, but like he taught me how to be patient, let the game come to you for real. Every day was like he'll have us practice like. No, he'll have us do like 7 a.m. shooting around. Then we got school, and then we go back, lift. Then we got practice. Then come back later that night. Then we got to shoot around again.
So it's definitely not a easier path than just regular high school. It's definitely a little bit tougher, right?
For real, for real. But I definitely agree. Like it helped me a lot, though, for sure. Like it helped me a lot.
And then playing on the circuit, you know, you think that helped a lot too as well. You know, playing with game.
Yeah, league. For sure. Like, so I got to like play against a lot of big players, and like just that stage of me in my life that I needed. For real.
So, what would you say to the guys that are coming up behind you now? You know, that are kind of maybe even weighing out options as far as being able to go to a prep school or take that type of leap, like what would you say to them in regards to how your experience worked for you?
First, school work, like your grades, you're going to need them, like for sure. Your grades, you're going to need them. Like I didn't really think about, I was like, I don't need this school work, you feel me? Like in regular high school, but then it caught up with me, like, you feel me? You got to have your high GPA, like, school is the first thing, education.
I hope y'all hear that. You know, that's a common thing as well, you know, especially going to a prep. You know, you kind of fall behind on the academic side because much like college, they're not on you as hard as reminding you to do your schoolwork. You know, you're a lot more independent. Right. So you have to learn that responsibility, you know, to make sure that schoolwork.
One thing I can say though, prep helped me like with my schoolwork. It really boosted my high school GPA a lot. But Cody, he was on me though. Cody, he was on me. He was saying you need to do it.
So did you take online classes or did you go sit in the classroom?
Nah, prep online.
You was online. So are you online now, or are you?
Nah, do you go? I got some half online, half in person.
Which one do you like more?
Me personally, online. Me personally,
online. Yeah. I think it's every player might be different, but I definitely think online is more suited towards athletes, because, even though academics have to come first, to get to a ball player, to make you tick, you have to go through that basketball. You know what I'm saying? Like, so if basketball is in the forefront, then you're gonna get that schoolwork done.
Got to, sure.
So, yeah. So what else would you say, as far as your personal story, like what motivates you the most right now?
My little girl, for real. A lot.
So what would you say to her as far as what you want her to know about where you're at right now and where you look to go and what you're hoping to accomplish in the future?
You said, like, what would I say to her?
Yes.
Like, what you mean? Like, kind of explain what you
Like if you were going to leave her a letter, so when she gets a little bit older and she's able to read that letter and kind of understand where you were right
Yeah.
now in comparison to where you are once she gets older, like what would you want her to know about right now?
That I had to be, I had to be away from her for a lot of time, for like a lot of months, definitely. But it's for the better though. It's for the better.
Big, it's definitely gonna pay off for you. I know of a couple of videos I've seen of you that really made me pay attention to you. I think it was with Game Elite. I think one of them may be on your Instagram page. But like you said, you are a very explosive player, and now you, like you said, you put that skill into your game. Where you're able to create more. Got the shot more. So I'm excited, to see where you end up. After Miami Dade. Have any big schools started contacting you yet?
A couple mid-majors, but no, not no high majors.
You're looking at, you want to come back, you want to come back into Georgia or Alabama? Where are you looking at hoping to go?
Not really, not really. I prefer more out of state, just so I can stay away from Georgia a little bit.
Yeah. Help you focus more. I understand that. All right, man. So where's the Instagram handle? Where'd that come from? Little
Little
twin.
twin. Oh, nah, actually, I got a twin brother for real. So
Okay.
it was like, I'm the oldest though. I'm the oldest, but it was like, girls, they just used to call me because I used to go by twin, but a lot of girls, they used to call me little twin. So I just like, and they just been rocking with it.
Yeah.
But.
Jermichael, I definitely appreciate you, man. I appreciate what you're doing. I'm definitely watching. I'm sure a lot of people are. Just keep doing what you're doing. Keep going. Keep staying motivated. Everything that you're doing right now, your little girl is gonna appreciate, in the future. She's gonna definitely thank you for going so hard, because you're gonna set a path for her to follow in the future.
Sure. Thank you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate you.
I am away.